The general manager of Gino Ski Area says that the unseasonable winter weather has played heck with the mountain snowpack. I'm Trip Krause with KTOO, and I'll look into the challenges the ski area and skiers face this winter. Eagle Crest Ski Area general manager Dave Scanlon says warm-up cycles have taken a toll on the mountain's natural snow.
So the weather has certainly been a roller coaster this year. You know, we've had a lot of abnormal high temperatures with heavy rain.
The National Weather Service says November looked promising, and abnormally low temperatures let the ski area make snow on the lower mountain at the beginning of the season. But in December and January, there were record high temperatures. Rain melted most of the snow. Then February was cooler than normal, but there was little precipitation. National Weather Service meteorologist intern Sharon Sullivan says the snowpack is far below normal this year.
In March here, our highest snow depth was 35, and looking at about this time last year, they had their highest snow depth in March was 73 inches at the base, and their total snowfall through like March 21st was about 50 inches. And as of right now, March of 2018, they had 16.7 inches of snow.
Scanlon says about 3 to 4 weeks of good conditions brought more snow. The ski area opened a Tudor and Ptarmigan lifts in February and had an increase in traffic. A self-professed ski bum, Bruce Griggs, has been president of the Juneau Ski Club for 3 years and a race dad for about 10 years. The 57-year-old father of twin teen daughters spends a lot of time at Eagle Crest.
Well, you know, over the years, I think I figured this out one time, and I think my average is probably like 70 days a year we spend skiing, and most of that is at Eagle Crest.
He says in previous years, during a bad season, he'd go somewhere else with better conditions, but not this year.
So it was a strange year. It'd be like we're right on the cusp of almost opening, you know, and we'd get really close and then it would rain and then, oh, the forecast would change. It'd be really close, just enough to keep that carrot dangling in front of you. So we stayed here and weathered it.
Griggs calls it
the ski bum cabin fever.
Instead, he went hiking and did other activities. He says some people went skiing, even in muddy conditions.
So many people were still pretty upbeat about the kind of winter we had, and so many people persevered and made it skiing and went skiing even when the conditions were gnarly.
Eagle Crest General Manager Scanlon says that historically, March is a big snow month, which can make for good spring skiing.
And it's really going to be weather dependent. We're just going to be taking it a week at a time and seeing what the forecast is going to bring our way.
The City and Borough of Juneau subsidizes and owns the Eagle Crest Ski Area, which handles about 50,000 skier visits a year. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.